Hello, my name is Natalie Savelle. Welcome to the Stepmom Strong podcast. This show is for stepmamas or anyone dating a parent, really, all about how to navigate the challenges that come up in this complicated and often underestimated role. I'll be bringing you tips, tricks, validation, and support so that you know that you don't have to feel alone in this role, and there are ways to make things a little less overwhelming. I hope you enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Empowering Stepmoms, Reimagining the Modern Family. I'm your host, Natalie Savelle of Stepmom Strong. I help stepmoms go from overwhelm, resentment, confusion, and stress to confidence, clarity, and connection. And I'm super excited again today to bring on a special guest, Anna DiAcosta. She is from annadiacosta.com. She's the creator of the Mindful Stepmom series of guided audio meditations, which is designed to help stepmoms cope with common challenges and feelings faced along their journey. She's worked for years in medical and family caregiving research, and she has a unique understanding of the stepmom experience. She is a full-time stepmom. She lives in Peru with the love of her life and their four children, and she helps stepmoms overcome negative feelings, tune into their inner expert, and live in peace despite the chaos that may be going on around them. And Anna, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Natalie. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Anna and I have been talking a lot recently and realizing that we both have very similar approaches to this work. So it's super exciting to get to talk with her and hear about her journey. So Anna, I'd love to hear if you could share with the audience how you became the mindful stepmom, where you started on this journey of yours.
Yeah. So it was, I guess, about 6 years ago that I was in a really good place in my life. So I had just started meditating. I was doing a lot of personal work, overcoming inner limits and just living a happy life as a single woman. I bought a condo in Toronto and things were just going really, really well. And I planned the trip of my dreams. So I didn't really know why, but I wanted to go to Bolivia. I never actually even wanted to go to Peru, but the only flights from Canada to Peru, I had to stop over somewhere. So, or Canada to
Bolivia.
Peru, sorry, to Bolivia.
Right.
So, confusing. So I decided to stop over in Peru, and it was totally like just a why not kind of thing. There was no reason for it. And during that stopover, I actually met my husband. So it was just a really chance encounter. Like, we could have missed each other by seconds, but
wow, so meant to be. Yeah.
And at first he didn't tell me he had children, but I was sort of scarred from a past relationship where I was dating a guy who had kids. I would never consider myself a stepmom in that situation, just because of the age difference and the time we spent together. But because of that first experience, I was like never gonna date a guy with kids ever again. And so I met my husband. we fell in love pretty quickly, and he told me later on that he had kids. And it was like probably one of the worst pieces of news that I could ever hear, because I was like, no, I'm never dating a guy with kids again, ever. And so when he told me, I was like, okay, no, this isn't gonna work. But after spending like the day together, I couldn't leave the relationship. So I was intent on making it work. And it took a lot of reprogramming on my end because of my past bad experience. So I was kind of, I went into it and I had to come in with a clean slate and learn to sort of clean up those negative beliefs based on past experiences, not only with my ex, but growing up in an alcoholic home. So there was a lot of personal work to be done. And because I was already in that space at the beginning of our relationship, so I was already doing that work. I was already like finding peace within myself and happiness despite whatever was going on around me. I was in a really good place to overcome those limiting beliefs that many of us stepmoms face. And through that experience, we were able to really construct the family of our dreams, despite all the drama and problems. Like, we've dealt with the high conflict ex, we've dealt with the in-laws who are disapproving of our relationship at the beginning. Just so many challenges along the way. And the distance, I mean, obviously was a huge factor. And I had never even met his kids when I decided to move to Peru 6 months into our relationship.
Wow, yeah.
So it was a big leap of faith. Yeah, but thanks to the personal resilience that I had and the inner work that I did, we made it work. And we made it work better than I could have ever imagined. Right now, the kids are living with us full time for just over a year now. And I have two bio kids of my own now. They're soon to be 2 years old and 4 years old. And my stepkids are 10 and 8. And we just, I couldn't, coming from an alcoholic home, I could never have imagined that this type of family life was possible. And I'm just so happy. And I want to share that happiness and share that transformation with other stepmoms, because if I can do it, like, it's so possible for anyone to do it and create that family of your dreams with the love of your life. And you don't need to let the fact that he has a past that's in his present, like the ex-wife, the kids, that doesn't have to stop you. And it can actually be sort of a jumping board for personal growth. And it you can really see it as a gift once you realize that all those things that come up, you know, if you're having a problem, it's really just a reflection of something within you that needs to be healed. Mm-hmm. And once you heal that, my experience has been that once you heal within, the things on the outside just seem to fall into place and work themselves out, which is just a beautiful miracle.
Yeah, so much good stuff that you just said. I love it. I love how you said that you're committed, like you were dedicated to make it work no matter what. So you jumped in with both feet, right? You weren't like, oh, I'm going to go move down to Peru and like, I don't know about his kids though. You were just like, we'll do what we have to do to make this work. And if challenges come up, we'll work through them. And the way that you approach challenges and the way that you view stress, I think, is so helpful and made such a huge difference for you, is what it sounds like to me. So what was the most helpful when things got really challenging? Like, I'm sure you guys have had some sticky moments, and I'm sure you still do, right? So, like, what are the things that you do? What are your go-tos that help you get through those moments?
Yeah, so, like, life is never perfect. You know, there are ups and downs, but you learn to ride those waves. You learn to ride those ups and downs. And the way that I learned to ride those waves is starting from within. So, you know, if we have an argument or a fight about something, it's easy to point fingers and blame someone else on the outside or something else on the outside or external circumstances or, you know, like, oh, the money, oh, this, that, and the other. But really, if you start flipping things around and instead of shifting the blame on someone else, you look to your part in it, that's where your power lies. Mm. So that doesn't mean that you're to blame. Because it's a dynamic, right? When you're arguing with someone, whether it be your husband or you don't get along with the kids, it's not all you. It's a dynamic and everyone has a part in it, but you only have control over your part in it. So you can't control what your husband does. You can't control what the ex does. You can't control what the kids do. And once you accept that, there's a level of peace that comes with that in itself, because you're not always trying to like fix everyone. And I always like to say, like, you can't fix what you didn't break. Like, you didn't cause their divorce. You didn't cause the trauma that the children might have gone through as a result. And it's not your responsibility to fix that. And so, like, you can let go of control over that because it's not yours to control. And that has helped me. That realization has helped me a lot. And then just flipping it around to, what am I going through? What am I feeling? What am I thinking? Looking at maybe what is this triggering inside of me? So it might be triggering like a past event, whether it be from childhood or from a past relationship. And just look at yourself and your reaction. Where is that reaction coming from? Because it's probably not just coming from, you know, the argument that you're having in the present moment. It's probably an old wound that's being triggered. And if you heal that wound within you, then you won't be triggered. And then when it happens again, you'll be able to show up differently, react differently, and that will cause change in your dynamic, in your dynamic of arguing, even, it'll change. And
yeah, I love that.
Working on you first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so, I love what you're saying. I think we always say this to each other. I'm like, I just posted something about that same thing. Like, we seem to be mirroring each other a lot. And I know that I just literally did just post something about like bringing your past into your present. Like, I think we do that a lot. We bring like all the past arguments we've had, the last relationship we had, stuff with our parents, right? Like stuff we've had with other kids, stuff we had in our childhood. Like, we bring it all into the argument, right? And so I think your work for mindful stepmoms and having them practice the meditation is like practicing that muscle of recognizing when you're bringing the past into the present and coming right into the present with whatever you're dealing with. So that's super powerful. I love that. Yeah.
Exactly.
So tell me about, say it again. Yeah, go ahead.
The meditation is not the answer. Like, it's just a part of the answer. So it's, I would say, like the base, you know, because meditation, what meditation does is it helps you be aware of your own thoughts. A lot of times we're just like going through our day in autopilot and reacting to things in autopilot. And those reactions are usually based on past conditioning, right? So if we sit and even like for 5 minutes or 2 minutes, whatever, and it doesn't even have to be consistent, like, whenever you can, just sit. If you're on the subway, I used to do this all the time, like sit on the subway and just practice being present in the subway train, breathing and just watching what was going on around me. And I mean, like, there's like 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction classes that you can do, that you have like homework that you have to do like 1 hour a day or 3 hours a day of meditation, and it just overwhelms you. But even if you just do like 2 minutes a day, and wherever you are, you don't need to sit on a pillow, you know, undisturbed. It's about being present in your life. So if you practice it in your life, it'll actually be easier to use it in your life. And what it helps you with when you meditate is just being aware of your thoughts. And instead of like, you know, your husband says something that triggers you, just reacting and yelling and, or, you know, going back at him with a comeback, you think and you stop and you, oh, well, this is triggering this part of me. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to react. And I'm going to see where this goes. And it just gives you that control. Instead of you being controlled by emotions and past events, you are in control and you're present and you're able to make a more informed decision, an emotionally intelligent decision, rather than just reacting with emotion. Which sometimes is needed, like, that's not bad, but a lot of times if we keep doing it, it's just disruptive and it's not causing anything good in our relationship, and it's not fixing the problem in most cases.
Right.
So like, meditation is like the base of it all.
Yeah.
And the album that I created is really for stepmoms who are new to meditation, and maybe like just sitting and thinking about nothing for 5 minutes is just overwhelming. Even though it seems like the easiest thing in the world, it's actually like one of the hardest. Once you sit and try to do it, it's one of the hardest things you'll ever do. And so the meditations just help guide you and help anchor your mind in something positive.
So how did you deal? I know that a lot of stepmoms watching have issues with high conflict exes. And what is your advice for those stepmoms dealing, like, in the thick of like dealing with this super dramatic, very invasive person in their lives?
You can't control her. You can't change her. You can't help her. She is the way she is. She's on her own journey, and you need to respect that journey. Like, wherever it goes for her, it's hers. And she needs to, if she's going to get better and start, you know, getting along with you and co-parenting, that's perfect. But you can't control that. You can't force that. And so, in my experience, what helped me so much at the beginning was just looking at my own fear-based reactions. And this comes up from Gabby Bernstein's work on transforming fear to love. And she was such a big impact in my healing journey at the beginning. And so once you start to realize how much you're reacting based on fears, then you become more sensitive to how other people may be reacting based on their own fears. And you become sort of empathetic to the bio mom situation. So like, maybe, you know, she went through a rough divorce, you know, maybe there was probably like trauma involved in that divorce process, because who gets married to get divorced? divorced, right? Like nobody, you don't get married if you're going to get divorced. So it's a traumatic experience and you have to like sort of understand where she's coming from and let her be and let her deal with her like pain or whatever she's dealing with. Like it's not yours to fix. It's you can't control it. And that's the biggest thing for me. And also being empathetic to where she's coming from. That doesn't mean you have to put up with her behavior, let her put you down or anything like that. Just don't engage. Don't engage. And when you come from a place of love and don't like attack back, in my experience, the other person will usually back off eventually, maybe not right away, but eventually. And then you'll have the peace that you're looking for, because maybe she won't be co-parenting with you. Like in my situation, we're not co-parenting, but she's not really in the picture anymore. And we don't deal with her on a daily basis. So that's my peace in the situation. And like, I never went back and attacked her. I never talked bad about her to the kids. You know, I was always respectful. And she's their mom, and she'll always be their mom, no matter what. And that's something that needs to be respected as well. Like, she can be the worst person in the world. Like, in my situation, this isn't my situation, but, like, she can be, like, a drug addict, and her kids will still love her because she's their mom. So you need to respect that and let go of trying to fix her life and trying to fix her reaction towards you, which has nothing to do with you, most likely.
Yeah, that's so great. I love what you said. I love what you said about fear, transforming fear into love, and Gabby Bernstein's work, and about seeing the places in yourself that react in the same, like it's almost like you see the parts of yourself that are her, that she's reflecting, and then you're able to see how she's just like a more extreme version of everyone, right? Like we all have that possibility inside of us to be that dramatic. We just haven't had the circumstances that have led us in that direction, right? So
thank God.
Right, it's like a small miracle that we haven't, right? Because I mean, trauma happens, and I think people with high conflict personalities like that who cause so much drama and you blame everyone else and just have such a hard time being able to put other people, think about other people's feelings, they have had some kind of trauma, and they just haven't come up with healthy ways of coping with challenges and with the world. So on top of the divorce and having their kids go back and forth, it's just like it's unmanageable for them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I mean, that's not an excuse, right? Because right. Everyone is sort of responsible for their own reaction. So, I mean, I can use that as my excuse as well, you know, like, oh, I had trauma in the past, so I treat her bad. And like, it's all her fault. Why is she here? She shouldn't be here, you know?
Yeah. So it doesn't make her behavior okay in the least.
Exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't mean like you're going to react the same way. Everyone has to be responsible, like as an adult, for their own actions. And you, all you can do is be responsible for your own actions. And she has to be responsible for hers, whether they're crazy or not, really. Yeah. And just and her light that she will heal.
Yeah.
Maybe she will, maybe she won't, but you can't control that.
Yeah. And it sounds like you didn't expect her to change. You didn't expect, like, you really had to come to a place of, like, not a lot of expectations from her and seeing yourself as really separate. So, like, she's dealing with her stuff. That's not my stuff, right? Like, I'm not going to let her get into my personal inner world with her negativity. And it sounds like that was the part of the work that you did too, was really to not take things personally.
Mm-hmm. And don't hold resentments, because it's easy to do that too, especially if you have like a bio mom who doesn't maybe step up in certain areas and you have to fill in the blanks and you sort of can feel responsible and like it's a burden to you. That's something that you need to work on as well, and flip your own internal story and decide what the best way for you to proceed is. So like you should never be doing things as a stepmom with resentment, because they'll just build up and you'll explode, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why like every family is different. Every situation is different. And there's no like one size fits all answer. We are all our own experts. Like you can't look to what I do and say, oh, I'm going to do it that way, because that won't work in your family. You need to take what does work for you and listen to your own intuition, listen to your own inner voice and see what feels right for you. Because maybe some stepmoms will will get up in the morning, make breakfast happily for all the kids, send them off to school, and they'll be happy. And then there'll be other stepmoms who will do that, and they'll just be totally resentful about it. And so if that's your situation, you need to reevaluate what you can do to not feel resentful. And it might be like something that you need to work on inside of you and flip a limiting belief. Maybe it's something like, you know, I'm not appreciated for what I do. And so that's sort of what my meditation album helps you overcome, those common negative beliefs and limiting beliefs that you have as a stepmom. So one of them is, I'm not appreciated. I feel taken for granted, you know, and you can flip that in your head and say, no, I'm great. I appreciate myself. And that's all I need, instead of looking for appreciation on the outside. Right. And many times when we do that, we'll find that people on the outside start appreciating what we do, because we're no longer doing it with this like heaviness and with this like negative energy, like, oh, I have to prepare this breakfast for these kids and it's so annoying and I just want to sleep in, you know. But instead you're doing it with love and you're doing it without any expectations. And that's when the appreciation comes from the outside, when you start to appreciate and love yourself first.
Yeah. So it sounds like what you're saying, and I totally agree, is starting where you are, and it takes like work and some self-awareness work to really know, discern like what you're doing out of love and what you're doing because of obligation that's going to create resentment in the future. That's not really going to be a loving act, even though if it seems like a loving act. I've had moments where I took stuff on and I was like, oh yeah, I'm so great. I'm the best stepmom ever. And then I wanted like a trophy for whatever I had done and I didn't get one. And then I was mad. And it's like, that is not loving action, right? Like it's not coming from a loving place. And it's not actually, like, even though the action seems loving, if you have that expectation of like a trophy at the end of it, it's not that loving action. So yeah, that discernment is so important, and it can also be a challenge to do, right? It takes a lot of practice, I think, to keep up your own self-awareness of where you're at and what you're okay with and, you know, what you're feeling, what you're thinking. So what do you recommend for stepmoms to do so that they can, like, if they haven't, this is all really new to them and they've never really explored, you know, they don't know how they feel half the time and they're feeling really lost and confused. Like, what is one thing that they can do to start that process and start that journey of self-awareness?
I would say meditation, but not necessarily the conventional form. So like, if you're just overwhelmed and you don't have time to sit undisturbed for 5-10 minutes a day, that's okay. Like when you're blow drying your hair, you can meditate, you know. And the way to do it, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can turn it into a meditation. And so meditation is really just about being in the present moment wherever you are. So if you're blow drying your hair, chances are you're probably thinking about like where you have to go next and what you're going to do, or worrying about some fight that you had in the past, or, you know, whatever. You're not here, you're there or there. So use that act to anchor you in the present moment. So you're blow drying your hair and like, you can look at your hair. Here's my hair. Look, there's a split end. Like whatever can anchor you in the present moment. And one way of doing that as well is to focus on your breath. So just, if you have time, just sit for 2 to 5 minutes or as long as you can, and just sit and focus on your breath. Like inhale, focus on the inhale, exhale, focus on the exhale. But if you don't have time to do that, do whatever, wherever you are, turn it into a meditation. If you're on the subway, you can turn that into a meditation. And it doesn't have to be like this big overwhelming thing that just becomes another thing on your to-do list that you're not checking off. Like, so be gentle with yourself. It's normal to think. It's normal to think. It's normal to worry. It's normal to think about present are like future moments and daydreams. That's normal. And the process is really just about watching where you are, being present and watching what comes up. And it's not like, oh my God, I'm doing it wrong. So many people think that, like when they start, oh, I'm doing it wrong, I'm sitting wrong, I'm whatever. That stuff isn't as important as just starting where you are. And what that'll allow you to do is just realize what is going on in your internal environment. And we can be so disconnected from that and so disconnected from our own needs and desires. And so that'll help start that process. It's not the answer, but it's the start. It's the spark that will start everything else around you. And if
I love that,
and if you find you need more guidance and help, the mindful stepmom meditations are designed to sort of overcome those negative limiting beliefs that we have. So there's one meditation, for example, before the kids come over. And so that meditation will take you through common feelings that stepmoms feel. It'll help you tune in and feel your feelings. So at the beginning of every meditation, we sit with our feelings. You don't deny them. You don't push them aside. You sit and you let them out, you know, because a lot of times we feel guilty about feeling this way and we don't let ourselves feel it. And that just makes it worse, because stuffing things down, we internalize them and it becomes sort of a part of us that comes out in various actions and throughout our day, right? So just like the first part of the meditation, all of the meditations is feeling your feelings, feeling where you're at and accepting that it's okay. And then like realizing, okay, I want to flip this around. I want to feel better. And so, you know, putting some positive affirmations in that'll help you. Like instead of, I'm not appreciated, I'm so taken for granted, I do everything and no one even sees it, you flip that around to be, you know, I do a lot, I do enough, what I do is enough, what I do is valuable, I value myself. And so those kind of positive beliefs start to replace the negative ones. And then you bring that out into your day today.
Yeah, that's so really great.
Yeah.
I love that idea of a meditation before the kids come over. That's so great. Cause a lot of stepmoms are like, they have the fear or the what's the word I'm looking for? They're not looking forward to it, right? They're like feeling like, oh, I don't want them to come over. They're like, and then they feel bad on top of that. They judge themselves for not looking forward to it, right?
Yeah.
Which doesn't help that, right? It just makes it way worse. It's like whatever you resist persists. So you resist those feelings and they're going to get stronger and take over in ways that are not useful. So I absolutely love that. Well, thank you so much, Anna, for the good work that you're doing. And tell the viewers, all of whom should get your meditation CD, tell them what your free gift is and where they can find you and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm online at annatheacosta.com. I'm also on Instagram, annatheacosta, easy to find. And my free gifts, I'm offering two free meditations from my album. So one of them is the Making Peace with the Bio Mom meditation, which is always a really powerful one for most people. And one that a lot of people sort of resist, but it's really about making peace within yourself. So not letting her get to you, you know, and how do you do that? Through making peace with her first. So that meditation will guide you through, and that's my gift to you. And also I think the other one, I don't even remember which one it is. I think it's about self-care or being taken for granted. One of the two. And also if you do want to purchase the album, it is available on iTunes. If you go to my website, you can purchase it as well. And I'm offering a 25% discount for people who view this program. And so you just need to put the coupon code EMPOWER, EMPOWER, all in capital letters, and you'll get the 25% discount as well.
Awesome, Anna. Thank you so much. What a gift to the stepmom community you are. I really appreciate your work and your offer. I know they're going to benefit. And your wisdom has been super great. So thanks for sharing. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Hi everyone, thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to write a review so that more people can find this podcast. Show notes, resources, anything mentioned on the interview, you can find on my website, www.nataliesavelle.com/podcast. And I will see you next time. Make it a wonderful week.